from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If they don't make the playoffs this year, it will have been a failure at this trade deadline.
Paul Zeiss and Dan Zangrilli getting into it yesterday on the Midday Show. And Zeiss was just off his rocker.
If they make the playoffs, then their grade is an A. If they miss the playoffs, their grade's an F. It's playoffs or bust for this year.
I think at this point, you're 2.5 games back. You've just added to the roster. Yeah, if you don't make the playoffs, it's going to feel absolutely like a failure. But what they were talking about was grade the trades. Grade the trades. Grade what they brought in. Grade the job that Ben Cherington did at the deadline. And Zeiss said, if they make the playoffs, it's an A. If they miss the playoffs, is an F. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I kind of align with them.
Okay.
I kind of align. You had time. And you didn't like some of the deals. And there were some guys out there that were traded for reasonable prospects. You might have missed out on those guys because you may have been stubborn and wanted the right deal. The right deal may not have came, so you may have settled for a secondary deal, which looks like Brian De La Cruz and IKF. Yes. So, yeah, I kind of fall in line because you had opportunities to get a Jazz Chisholm. You had opportunities to get a, you know, what's the guy that went to
Randy
Seattle?
Rosarena.
Rosarena, possibly. So we'll see. But you feel like you added to this roster. You feel like you made this team better. Let's see it.
I can't go so far as to say if they don't make it, the deals are an F, because you're going to have these guys under control. You're going to have IKF next year. You're going to have De La Cruz for the following three seasons. I like the moves they made. And I said yesterday, you said yesterday, we agreed on this, B+, because these guys should help the team. It doesn't mean it wouldn't have been an A+. If you get Jazz Chisholm and Brian De La Cruz, or you get all three of these guys, or you find a different way to be creative, and maybe you do give up big-time prospects so much so that Brent Rooker does come in here, and that would have been an A++++. And there were other guys out there. Luis Robert, that would have fit that bill, where you go, even if they don't make the playoffs, boy, they made the biggest of big swings. And so you go A++ no matter what happens. I just think because you've got these guys under control, even if they miss out, while the season would be a failure, I still am happy with those deals. And you could also paint a picture. What if these guys play great, but O'Neal Cruz now goes in the tank? Or Brian Reynolds reverts back to form, and those are the reasons why. Or Skeens, I don't even want to say it. Something happens to your pitching staff or injury, and you don't make the playoffs. I just don't know that I can paint with such a broad brush and say it's either you get in and these trades worked, or you don't and they didn't work.
We just don't know the fullest form of this team for at least a month. That's the thing. Like, I don't know. Like, with Jared Jones coming back, and you know, and then and Nick Gonzalez coming back, like those two are out of the lineup, and they're significant pieces to the Pirates winning. So I don't know what this team is going to be until I see those guys a part of this squad. But, you know, for now, You got to win games like last night, though. I know that.
You have to.
I think it's all relative, right? I mean, if they would have got Jazz Chisholm, is Paul saying the same thing? If he is, then he's consistent, right? If you get Jazz Chisholm and it's an A-plus by every pundit out there and you're like, let's wait and see, you have to have the same approach for that as you do with a more conservative route, which is what they went with. I think relative to doing nothing,
yeah,
this is a great, this is what they added two bats.
And they at least showed that they believe enough in this year's team to augment this year's team, which I didn't know that they would do. And so maybe that's a low hurdle to clear. And maybe I am moving the goalposts for them, whereas I wouldn't for the Steelers or I wouldn't for the Penguins. But okay, maybe I am guilty of that. But that's what happens when you have had, what, 8 500 seasons since, what, in the last 30 years and 3 playoff seasons in my cognizant lifetime? Like, I am going to grade them a little bit on a curve. And I just wanted to see a commitment, and we did get at least that commitment. So I want to be happy with that, and it's going to help them towards the playoffs. But if they don't make it, I'd have to then, if I'm using Paul's logic, let me try to make sense of this. If I'm using Paul's logic, then I'm going to wait until the end of Brian De La Cruz's tenure to see what I should grade that trade. Like, what if they don't make the playoffs this year and he gets 35 bombs next year,
right?
And he's a principal piece of them making a playoff run, something like that. If I'm going to wait, well, I'm not just going to wait until the end of this year. I'm going to wait until the end of Brian De La Cruz's time here, if that makes sense. What do you think? 412-928-9370. You can give us a ring on that fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And the Fan Morning Show, we love them. It's brought to you by Guardian Protection. This is neither here nor there. This really bothers me. It just popped up on my Twitter feed, guys. The Green Bay Packers will be wearing all white alternate uniforms against the Texans on October 30th, including all white helmets. Drives me nuts.
Why?
I think the Packers got as tidy and neat a set of uniforms as there is in the NFL, and maybe perhaps in all of sports. And I hate screwing with it. I hate that kind of thing.
You do.
I do. It just,
it bothers you really bad.
It really irritates me.
Do you hate the Bumblebee uniforms that the Steelers used to wear?
Yes. Yes, I do.
So you're a traditionalist when it comes to uniforms.
Big time. Like, Pitt got it right. Pitt knows exactly what they're doing now. They look great.
I like the all white.
Right,
I like the all. I think the Green Bay logo will pop.
Mm-hmm. It does look good.
Hey, you're making different moves, man. We're paying Jordan Love $58 million a year or whatever it is. Got to change things up.
You guys are in there around Pitt all the time. I know the youngsters really care about that.
Oh my gosh.
They love the whole uniform gamut.
If you don't have at least 3, you got
to have the combinations.
You're out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon started that whole thing.
Yes, mm-hmm. They did.
I mean, 17 different helmets, every different chrome variation you can have. Like,
I'm fine with them cuz it's their thing. Like, they got the goofy uniform thing. But like, when Maryland does it, now they got Under Armour, but it doesn't hit the same for me. Like, when Baylor does it.
Your Mountaineers do it.
I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah, just because you don't have that jersey at the time? Is that,
exactly.
that your problem?
That's
is it a
it
selfish
is.
Thing?
Well, I got to keep buying jerseys, you know?
Yeah. So they got you hooked.
Yeah.
Genius. New merch. Get people on the hook.
Yeah, the NFL's really hurting for money. I actually get it from a college standpoint because of that. Like, now you have NIL stores, and you could put Kenny Johnson's name on a jersey, and you could sell it, and he might make a couple cents off it, and the university's going to make some money off it. Like, I get it, I guess, from a collegiate standpoint, as you're finding ways now to have to pay players $20 million next year. However, you could bring in money. But the Green Bay Packers, they stand on rich tradition. They're cheeseheads, and it's not Parmesan cheese. It's cheddar cheese. They got Parmesan cheese helmets, guys.
Wow.
And it drives me up a wall.
Put this on the list of things I didn't think would upset you.
Yes, well, I'm reading Doran's body language, and as far as topics that I could be bringing up, he is looking at me with dead eyes.
Yeah.
Is it because of the root canal? You thinking about the root canal coming up?
So you have a root canal.
Today.
Oh.
And he keeps bringing it up, and he knows that I'm real bothered by it. I'm getting real upset now because I thought he forgot about it, and of course you just brought it up out of nowhere.
Are you going up to Cranberry for this?
Yes, I am.
Cranberry Dental.
Yep.
The Klatch brothers.
They do the best.
I thought it was Klatch.
It's Klatch.
F.
Sure.
F. Like Blutarski from Animal House.
What does Callis think of Paul's comments?
Crowley wants to consider my point of view. That's interesting.
I didn't, but Pat invited you into the conversation, and now you're blowing your opportunity.
Well, I just feel like when I'm here, we usually bring you in, and for whatever reason, you're just getting boxed out today.
He's sleeping. If they miss the playoffs, it's an F minus.
So what do you think about that?
I think Paul's a little too passionate about his expectations of them to make the playoffs. If you're grading the trade, you got to find somewhere in the middle there, because the trade's going to reap benefits for years to come, or make them worse for years to come. So if you're going to grade their season, I agree with him after the moves that they made. But no, I'm not going to say that their trade is an A or an F, and you got to grade the trade right now.
So do you agree with Nicholas Harry-Callis, or do you agree with the shouting, screaming, jacked up Paul Zeiss?
No.
I love it.
412-928-9370 to weigh in on that conversation. Did you guys know there was a coyote in the parking lot yesterday, too?
Really?
Yeah.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Zeiss saw a coyote that was wounded, and so they spent like the first half of their show trying to get animal control down here. Because when there's one coyote...
There's many.
There are many.
So we needed a camera for that. Paul Zeiss encountering a wounded coyote.
Oh.
No! No!
No! BS!
You are not hurt!
No.
Get up.
BS.
Get off the ground. Then another coyote comes flying in.
I could see
Starkey
Zeiss.
Comes in and goes, holy burnt milk.
Zeiss just screaming takes about the designated hitter in the National League to this coyote.
A pitcher's hit for 40 years. I hit for 100 years. Hey, what are we doing? It's ridiculous.
Are you a hockey team or what? I don't know. What are we doing?
I did say that their show yesterday did less for the Coyotes than Gary Bettman did for the
Arizona
Coyotes.
Did they save the Coyote?
I don't know what happened to the Coyote. Mm. But
I mean,
I'm
concerned now.
I did a loop around the parking lot.
Did you?
Just to try to peep that Coyote. I didn't see one out there.
He's going to arm wrestle the Coyote.
Get this the hell out of here.
Boom.
Tweet us, brought Roasted. To you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78 million pixel three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Playoffs or bust for the Pirates, 412-928-9370. What do you think? Zeiss says yes. I say yes to that question. I can't grade the trades only on whether or not they make the playoffs, though. What do you think? 412-928-9370. If you call, we'll talk more about that. If you don't, is Brandon Ayuk getting moved? He was shaking hands yesterday, guys.
No, he's not.
Hold up. He was shaking hands yesterday, though, Pat. And we just got done with the trade deadline, and it's hug watch season. And he walks out onto the field for San Francisco 49ers practice, and he's wearing his sweats. He's not dressed. He's not playing. He's not practicing. And he daps up the coach and the general manager. You don't think he's on the way out the door? That video was all over the interwebs yesterday.
If he's not practicing and he's leaving, why is he there?
Say goodbye.
He's been there the whole time, has he not?
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere.
No, that's like, hey, you know what it was? It was like, we're close. We're just about there. We're about to put it through the finish line. Like, all right, putting it through the finish line. We're pretty close. Let's get this done. Maybe take maybe one more day. We got to figure out some other logistics, but we love you, and you're here. You're going to be here.
So you think if he's, and this is all tongue firmly pressed in my cheek. Like, I didn't think that it actually had anything to do with him being moved. But if they weren't close on something, if they weren't feeling all warm and fuzzy about one another, he probably just doesn't walk over to those guys at all.
He's probably not there.
Mm-hmm. He's there for a reason.
Yeah. I look at that situation, and then I think about Freiermuth and Cam Hayward. And if I were Freiermuth, I would probably want to practice because he's going to be such a huge part of this. If I'm Hayward, I'm not doing anything. If I'm Hayward, I am hanging out. I'm doing the TJ Watt thing. I'm doing the Micah Fitzpatrick thing. I'm just going to chill. I'll be in the meetings. I might stay in shape, jog on the sidelines. I'll be there for moral support and mental reps. But if I were Cam Hayward, I wouldn't be practicing at all. And I think it's kind of strange that he is. I get it from a leadership standpoint, but he ain't young. And you twist your ankle, it's done. Pat Freiermuth, I think you show them every single day you're worth to the team. When you've got the Quez Watkins and Van Jeffersons of the world as the number two wide receiver. But if I'm Cam, I think I do it a little bit different.
Yeah, I think he's so committed to this franchise as a leader and wants to win that he knows that he would be a massive distraction if he held out. If he held out and did. Although, you know, one of the best to ever do it, Aaron Donald did that. I mean, he didn't practice in training camp. He was here in Pittsburgh. And if I'm not mistaken, they won a Super Bowl like a year later.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different ways to do it, but
Aaron Donald also was like 27 at the time.
Yeah, he wasn't in his 30s. Right. I mean,
and he knew he was going to get paid.
It was just a matter of how much.
Mm-hmm. I just think there needs to be like they're not pushing the envelope at all here. Like, you're not hearing anything. Now, Freiermuth's agent was there yesterday. I bet you that gets done like any day now.
Imminently.
When that always happens.
Yes.
Agent pops up, deal, gonna get done. Like, that happens all the time.
Hey, you're not hearing anything about Hayward.
Nothing.
Not a peep.
Nothing.
Well, Steelers have the upper hand. They also know, and not saying that they're gonna take advantage of him, they know that his leadership and how much he cares about the team and how much he wants to be here. They know he's gonna show up, and they're like, what are you gonna do, not play this year? Like, he's not gonna not play.
Yeah,
so
I couldn't see him doing that. Neither can they, obviously.
You could use the loyalty against him in that way. Like, okay, we know you're going to be out there.
And the injury, too. Like, you know,
yeah, he's been.
Like, you want to prove to them that you're healthy, too, at the same time. Like, all they know is, you know, maybe, like, what, one day of OTAs after, you know, you got surgery. So you want to show them that, like, yeah, I'm good this season. Like, and I'm fresh. I'm ready to roll. Like, you can invest two more years into me. You got to show them that, or they're just going to be like, well, we don't know if you're going to be healthy.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
You got to show them that you can move around and you're still spry and you're healthy and nothing's, you know, nothing's lingering.
From what I've seen on video, he looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to take care of him, too. I mean, he's going to get days off and he's not going to go full go every single day. But just to show that he can, that is a good point by you, mm-hmm. Doran. Now, as for the wide receiver thing again, all right, so it doesn't look like the Ayuk thing's going to happen. And we've been I mean, Frank, I'm tired of talking about him, honestly. Like, we've talked so much about Brandon Ayuk, but you and I talked about this yesterday. Now Roman Wilson's down. And it looks like they dodged a bullet. It's not a high ankle sprain. He's not going to be out for a significant amount of time. But this receiving core terrifies me. Terrifies me. The offensive coordinator, significant upgrade. Quarterback play should be a significant upgrade. Offensive line, athletically, talent-wise, should be much better than what it was last year. Maybe not early, but it should be much better than what it was last year. I can't get past it's 2024, and your second-best wide receiver is at this point, and it's early in training camp, but late in the process, is fill in the blank. I would imagine they're still pounding the phones. Hey, if I'm Russell Wilson, and this is my year to prove that I belong in the NFL and to get a big paycheck at the end of the day, and I'm throwing to Van Jefferson and Quez Watkins, I think I'm pissed off. And I think even if schematically, if everything works out, I think wide receiver is how they're going to wind up hitting their head on their ceiling this year. Because I don't know that they're going to be able to score enough points.
They're probably pounding the phones, but they're not getting any answers. Because in this situation where you're at right now in training camp, there's no team in their right mind that would make a trade for almost any position because they know that a team is going to be desperate at some point because somebody legitimate is going to go down. So why would you make a trade whenever, you know, it's like, okay, the Steelers are offering a second-round pick. Well, there's going to be a team out there. Say CeeDee Lamb shows up, gets a contract, then he goes down. Then the Cowboys are like,
"Yeah, they got
whoa, we need a big-time receiver. We're willing to give a first and something else yep. for this guy." Like, you're waiting until that moment comes because it's going to come. I mean, out of the 32 teams, somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to be desperate and want to trade, and you can get a real bang for your buck back if you do wait.
If you're San Francisco, then do you just, okay, we've got the framework of a deal maybe with Brandon Ayuk, but you don't slide it across the table to him until the last possible moment. Because I think you weigh that too. We know how close we've been with Brandon Ayuk, and if we give him a deal, he could help us win a Super Bowl this year. But what you just said, let's wait until the last moment, because we might be able to get a king's ransom, and maybe we'll be able to contend for a Super Bowl without that guy and then be able to stock the farm for later down the road.
I think that they just want him, but they just want him a little bit cheaper than what he wants.
Yeah, they
definitely think that they'd rather have him than have maybe an extra first-round pick, I think.
Yeah, they haven't walked from the table. They're obviously just mm-hmm. waiting him out. They're trying to smoke out the ask, probably, and get it down, because he's going to get itching to play, and that's going to coalesce. My question to you, Mr. Crowley, is...
Uh-oh.
Is this receiving core worse than last year's?
Yes.
Why?
You do not have a number one, in my opinion.
Did they have one last year?
They had two 1As, and now
They had two 2As.
Okay, well now, in your opinion, they've only got to have one 2A, which is less than two 2As.
I think the subtraction of Deontay Johnson is equivalent to an addition for George Pickens, in terms of him being able to be the one, because Deontay was never going to allow him. He was going to hog too much oxygen. He was going to take too much. You know, he was going to. If he didn't get the ball, you knew what was happening. I think it's equivalent. I don't think there's. I think it's 6 1/2, half a dozen in the other with the receiving corps from a year ago to now.
But target share though, like I mean, you being a quarterback, wouldn't you want two targets instead of one? Like two legit targets, even if they are two 2As. When you want two guys to go to?
Yeah,
like
I guess what I would just say is, what has Deontay Johnson done to prove that he's a guy you want to consistently target?
But what is Van Jefferson? Right. What is Quez Watkins? What is...
The combination of them, it's going to allow teams to focus more on George Pickens for sure, which puts the pressure on Pat Freiermuth to step up and be more of a part of the passing game, which he really wasn't for injury and other reasons a year ago. I still think I don't want to say it's a headless group because they don't have I think they have a capable number one in George Pickens, but to me it's still just a collection of parts, not a complete product. And I felt the same way last year about that group. I really did. I mean, it had Allen Robinson. Okay, I think Van Jefferson's better than Allen Robinson.
I can meet you on deeper.
I think they've got, obviously they got Austin, they've got Quez Watkins who's played in Philly. They've got guys, but it's Pickens and a bunch of guys. And last year it was Pickens and Johnson and a bunch of guys. And I really don't know what the difference is. Again, with the drawbacks of Deontay Johnson that are very, very obvious, including him dropping the ball now in Carolina as well.
I have a difference. I'll run it by you guys when we come back. And we want you back after the break. Heart disease kills one person every 30 seconds. Schedule your heart screening at UPMC today. So here we are back from commercial break, and Nicholas Harry Callis is supposed to fade the music down, but he can't.
He's not in there.
No, he's not, because he popped his head into the studio like 35 seconds ago and said, "Did anybody order chicken wings?" And then ran out.
Oh, yeah, I did.
So I'm going to run over there. I'm going to turn the music down. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Now he's chit-chatting with the person that he thinks is...
Dereliction of duty. No, keep the music going, Crowley. It sounds good.
Oh, my goodness. What could he possibly be saying? Are chicken wings one of the best things on earth? Food?
Love them. Love chicken wings.
Me too.
You like wings?
Do I like chicken wings, buddy?
Favorite flavor?
I like sweet and hot.
Me too. Sweet heat. Mm-hmm. L.A. Liquors.
Yes. Anything in that genre.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about you?
I like the spicy barbecue styles. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love the traditionals. I like a garlic hot sauce too, like
with Parmesan crumbled on there.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the just regular seasoned though.
You don't like dry rub?
No, I don't like dry rub.
I like dry rub.
I love dry rub ribs.
Oh,
but I am with you on the wings. I need a little saucy flavor.
Yeah. See, probably my favorite wings are there are wings right there.
There's like four of them.
Callis just ate the entire box.
Son of a gun. They brought eight chicken wings and Callis ate seven of them. Yeah. And he's eyeing up the eighth.
He just got a whiff of that. Smoked wings.
No, I make those all the time.
Yeah, I like... Now, here's a question for you.
Oh.
Do you get disappointed or are you happy when you get a whole wing?
Don't like it.
You don't like... I love it. I love to be able to pull them apart.
That's how I make my wings, they're holes.
Smoked is different to me.
Yeah.
Like a smoked wing, I feel like, does have to be a whole bird, or a whole wing, I should say. Not the whole bird.
Oh, you need zapped.
That doesn't count.
It's not a bird, it's a wing.
Callis, do you like wings?
I do, of course. What kind of question is it?
Well, you just missed the entire open to the segment.
What about boneless? Because they're not the same thing, but I still like a good boneless.
I find I can eat more boneless because there's less work to do.
Yes.
They're adult chicken nuggets.
Correct.
I love chicken nuggets.
But that's the thing. Like, who doesn't love a chicken nug?
Wait, Kals, what's going on?
Yeah, what did happen here?
There's literally like five wings out there.
Right.
A gentleman from Topgolf, you know, like them.
Yeah.
Just wanted to share some information with us about some of their new stuff. And so we got wings and information.
Very good. And okay. Are those wings for us or are those wings for Starkey's show?
He said just for the fans. So nice. We're here. The wings are here. It wouldn't be wrong if we ate them.
It would not be wrong. In fact, it might be wrong if we let them sit out there.
Yeah, and get sour. And,
yeah, soggy.
They
you know,
actually
some
have
of the
really
condensation
good
on the top. Topgolf?
Yes, because Topgolf is like right down the street from my house. I'll go there. I'll call in and just order wings from there.
I've never been
go
to Topgolf.
Pick up the wings and then go
actually,
home.
No, I lied. I've been to Topgolf.
Pat, nobody cares. We're focused on what Doran has said, that he will go to a golf establishment just to eat the food.
Gets takeout at Topgolf.
I get takeout wings. Takeout with fries at Topgolf all the
really?
Time. They're very, very, very good.
Are you a ketchup guy with fries or do you go ranch? I like to slather them in ranch.
Depends on what mood I'm in.
You ever dip your fries in the wing sauce?
Yes.
to quote Callis, what kind of question is? Of course. Absolutely. We were, prior to this very nice wing delivery, having a scintillating conversation about Deontay Johnson. And Pat said they're now worse off. And I have said before, you don't win with guys like Deontay Johnson. But I also thought they had a backup plan when I said that, and they appeared to not have a backup plan. And you also asked, what's different this year v. last year? I think the difference is quarterback play. If Russ Wilson is throwing you the football, or Justin Fields is throwing you the football, and you are satiated, and you feel like when you're open, the ball is finding you, perhaps you are far less a malcontent. And knowing that they didn't have a backup option to bring in at wide receiver, At this point, I would rather have Deontay and figure out what kind of head he's got on his shoulders with good quarterback play than Dante Jackson. And you probably could have had both because they were going to cut that guy anyhow. So that's where I come down on all. I think the difference is the quarterback
play. And the coordinator.
And the coordinator.
I think it makes a difference, but you find out what you have when things aren't going well. And I think that's why Deontay Johnson's no longer a Pittsburgh Steeler. Would I like to see a true number one here? Yeah. I think George Pickens can be that. I think with the style of play and how they're going to operate offensively, I really don't see a major drop-off at that position from a year ago. I really don't.
I am curious, though, not to push back too hard on my friend Pat Bostic, why you don't feel the same way about Pickens as you do Deontay Johnson, because there was some stuff that popped up with Pickens last year.
Because when the ball's thrown to Pickens, he catches it.
Okay.
That's really important to playing receiver, if you didn't know that.
Deontay's drop percentage actually not all that high, though.
Key drops. Critical drops.
I'm actually with you on that. I'm just using the Steelers fan company line. Well, the drop percentage... Okay, so it's just about the play on the field. He gives you better play on the field, so you're able to live with the nonsense.
He is one of five in the NFL, in my opinion, that if you throw the ball up to him, he is elite in combat catch situations. Absolutely elite. And that's why his ceiling is so high. He's a freak when the ball's in the air. Deontay didn't have that ability. I mean, he made plays and he'd make a run after the catch here and there, but you can deal with that inconsistency in behavior when the guy shows up and makes plays when you need it most. He did that. He does that. So it's the consistency now that will take him over the top. For Deontay, he had the consistency and inconsistency in attitude and performance. Those two things, I have no patience for that. I have no patience for that.
Do you think that the unit outside of George Pickens can make up for the production of a number two receiver? Like if they all do it as a community or by committee.
Who is the Kansas City Chiefs number two receiver last year?
Justin Watson.
Okay.
Right. Let's see. Yeah.
Like, guys, we're not.
Yeah,
not
but
not everyone has
it again.
No, you're good because
I'm Patrick Mahomes.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just saying, but not everybody has Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. Not everyone has Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd.
Tua Tagovailoa only got paid because he's got those kind of guys around him, though, and his scheme. So my point being, when you don't have one of those guys, I need multiple of those guys. And if my only option now, looking back on it, hindsight 2020, was Deontay Johnson, I'd rather have Deontay.
Well, let's bring this back to a – because I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. I could be 100% wrong, but they will not add a receiver before the season starts.
I'm getting to the point where I agree with that.
I don't think they will. But are they going to make the decision to pay Pat Freiermuth? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. He needs to be, at worst, your number three. In terms of, at worst.
Depending on what they pay him, he might need to be their number two. Depending on what that contract
So if you're going to invest in him, because again, I would put his, I would say his availability's been a question mark. Yeah, sure, he's made plays, and part of that is a coordinator, part of that is the quarterback. But someone's eyeing up the wings out there. Sorry.
Okay.
Right, no, so I guess that you're saying that the Steelers could be Kansas City light in their approach because they use Patrick Mahomes and Kelce. And if you just have them, you're fine.
Across the league at the number of tight ends that are a critical component of the passing game.
Yeah, but Freiermuth ain't Kelce, and Mahomes Fields ain't Mahomes.
No.
Or Fields, there's five.
Zap.
That's a fifth screw-up for me. All right, when we come back, I am social media's biggest loser today. I'll tell you why. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. And an awesome event for Pitt fans coming up on Saturday where you might be able to catch this little triumvirate in the flesh. 15-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I am social media's biggest loser today because I had a really tough time yesterday saying Isaiah Kiner-Falefa's name correct, and so I said we're just going to call him IKF, and I tweeted that, or so I thought. I actually tweeted I'm going to call him IFK, so I couldn't even get the three-letter acronym correct. So for that reason, Not only that reason, but for that reason today, I am social media's biggest loser.
Hmm.
Now, you can catch all three of us in the flesh on Saturday, correct, Pat?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what we got going on.
A night with Panthers and a Mountaineer at the Peterson Event Center. We got a fundraiser for our collective, our Alliance 412, our partner, and we've got a nice event, nice show going. Yours truly is hosting, and I'm thrilled that you guys are going to join me. You're going to be, Doran will be sporting his All-American gear, and you will be...
I'm an American. Not an All-American, I'm just an American.
Wearing God knows what. We're going to have some fun. Mr. Hillgrove's going to be there. We'll have Pat Narduzzi there, some football players. Jeff Capel will be there.
Oh, no.
We've got the whole enchilada, and again, we'll be auctioning off some sweet experiences for people that attend. You can still get tickets, PittsburghPanthers.com. It'll hit you right in the face where to go get tickets. But again, thank you for coming.
Yeah.
I'm sure you will, unlike myself, be on time. And we'll have some fun and laughs.
Well,
probably at your expense, Adam, just to prepare you. The idea here is that Doran and I will basically just give you crap for about 5 minutes.
Oh, that's it? Just five minutes?
Well, as long as, I mean, Pat's running this thing, as long as he wants.
As long as we want to.
Right.
And I'm going to try to prod you to auction off the opportunity for someone to come on the Fan Morning Show with you guys.
Oh.
I like that.
So that might be an added bonus if you're in attendance, is the opportunity to sit in one of these chairs with these fine gentlemen and get ridiculed for 4 hours.
And this is just a pit thing? Pit people going to be there? A lot of pitters?
Yeah, except for you.
Yes.
See, Narduzzi, I think, likes me.
You think?
I do. I think.
Until you show up in a Steve Slayton jersey.
When I show up, I can't wear that era jersey.
You can't.
I can't wear a Pat White. I can't wear a Steve Slayton. I can't wear
Pat McAfee. You're going to wear a Garrett Green jersey?
I might wear the Garrett Green jersey.
He didn't even play.
But that's right. He didn't play last. I have to wear a Nico Markiel jersey.
Gosh.
Or Beanie Bishop. Or Zach Frazier. I don't have those, though. Someone buy me one before Saturday at 6 p.m. So that's what time it is, right? 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock starts. Show gets going around 7:30. But they'll be...
I'll see you at 7:30 then.
No, you don't want beer and stateside vodka. And
see? All right, I'll see you at 5.
Yeah, strolling supper. I mean, we've got the full Monty going on here. It's a big... We've got 200 people going to be there, you know, just to see you.
And that's every Pitt fan.
Get ready.
That's not every Pitt fan.
I had to get one in.
Oh my gosh.
I thought every time we have an event, it's 40% or 60% West Virginia people that show up.
Did you really just throw that in there?
Doran, I have to arrive with you. I cannot show up to this by myself.
That's fine. That doesn't
you
mean
should
I have
be
to claim
comfortable.
You.
You're from a family of Pitt people.
I think Pitt people like me more than West Virginia people.
Why?
I went to that.
Because Pitt people have a brain?
Doran.
They know
there.
Humans and not.
Wow.
Wouldn't the insult be if they had brains, they wouldn't like me?
He was more insulting West Virginia fans, not you. Yeah.
That's right. That one was not necessarily at my expense. So join us at the Pete, 6 p.m. on Saturday. It will be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. As much as I root for Pitt to lose to West Virginia, I do like a lot of
people. You see the IC Light can?
Those are...
clean.
They're nice.
They're clean.
You want one?
Is that just a special edition thing, or if I want to watch a Steeler game and I'm going out to buy Icy Light, are they all going to have pit stuff on them? Because that's gonna be tough for me.
I mean, I think there'll be tap handles, there'll be bar signs.
Oh, man.
You get a can of Icy Light, it's going to be that beautiful blue with that script pit on it, and you're going to, once it hits your lips,
yep,
you're going to love it.
Nice and crisp.
Mm. I went up to the Creighton, PA, to the actual brewery.
No,
have you been up there?
I have heard good things.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I heard it's awesome.
Cliff Forrest, who is a great guy and put a lot of money into that place, and it is outstanding. They got a distillery up there. It's
only a big stage too for like concerts.
It's massive. It's right up Route 28, and I tasted it fresh off the tap.
Was there a difference? Can you tell when it's fresh?
Oh.
Yeah. I went to Coors once in Denver, and the fresh beer is just unreal. Mm-hmm. Guinness in Ireland, same thing, different.
Yeah, it's a different deal, but in that can, it's even a little bit better.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I'll just have to hold my nose, cover my eyes, and we'll see you, Pat, 6 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
6:03.
Yeah, Saturday. Saturday early evening.
Thanks, boys.
Good show, guys. That was a lot of fun. Doran, let's get her done tomorrow. We'll be talking about the Hall of Fame game. Breaking it down, baby. Chapter and verse. Starkey up next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 90, 35% chance of rain.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.